Speech is an object that haunts. Speech was not always a ghost, however. It only haunted after Edison, when it could be captured. And once captured, first on cylinders of wax and later on strands of metal wire, it haunted until the advent of magnetic tape, which led to the creation of the erase button. In this sense, the answering machine is a chatty sepulcher. It holds the traces of speech until these traces are screened and erased, relinquished, as they are, into the Hall of Souls, never to return. From its conception at the turn of the 20th century, the answering machine remains one of the few devices meant to momentarily capture disposable speech. Of course, this is a potentially foolish idea, thinking that disposable sound recordings are disposable, as Nixon found out. Regardless, there is something about the ephemerality of answering machine messaging that contributes to its sense of uncanniness. Yes, 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 yes.
To what extent are we, as subjects, answering machines for the other? Or perhaps to what extent are we, as subjects, answering machines for the object of voice, the movement of speech? Everyone knows that we are not trained to listen very well. From our youth, we are taught instead to make the call. Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. Of course, Judy Blume's blessing is apt here, for as the academic cliche goes, there are no answers to these kinds of questions, only different ways to ask them, only so many different ways to pray to the big other who never calls back. Speaking of the big other, let me move then to Reagan's answering machine. I constellate a series of doubles. There's Ronald Reagan, the movie, his presidency but a series of quotations from bad B-films. And there is Reagan McNeil, the troubled and possessed little girl in Friedkin and Blatty's filmic masterpiece, The Exorcist. If you think the names are merely coincidental, they are. But this is irrelevant to the form of the double. Reagan the president is but a copy of Hollywood film. So is the body of the child Reagan in The Exorcist. She is an automaton, a copying machine. Consider her speech with Father Karras, who records their conversation on a large reel-to-reel recorder.